All right, kicking off the 3 o'clock hour on DGS. Dave will be back on Monday. A couple more hours of us doing our thing here on a Friday. Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll talk Cards Cubs, maybe a little All-Star game, maybe a little draft. Just a side note, it's a pretty big draft year for the Cardinals. They haven't picked this high in a really long time. They have the number 7 pick. So there's a chance to add a pretty significant impact player to the organization. This draft is kind of viewed as 10 or 11 kind of top tier players, and then there's a drop off after that. So the Cardinals are in that top 10. So it'll be interesting to see what they end up getting. They could have a chance at a top end college pitcher. If one of them happens to fall, or both of them happen to fall to number 7, there are a couple of really good college power hitters that could be there. Or they could go the high school route, because there are two high school shortstops that are super gifted, a little further away, obviously, but super gifted that could be there as well. We'll touch on some of that stuff with Matt Pauly coming up. Dave Murray at 3:30. We'll get a look at the weather for the weekend. It sounds like it's going to be hot based on what he's told us the last couple of days. So we've got that going for us, which is nice.
Although, absolutely. Like he says, it's summer. It's July. It's July.
Yep.
What do you expect?
No, this is true. This is exactly what it's going to be. And then also, it looks like next week, it kind of comes back down. So,
awesome.
We'll ask him about that coming up at 3:30 as well. All right. So I wanted to do this would normally be our stairway segment. And I want to tie this into a little bit of audio because one of the things I think you guys agree with me, and I know Dave has in the past, like one of the things I think we all want is more accountability from public officials, right? Whether it's a mayor, governor, senator, congressperson, president of the United States, whatever, we would all like them to have to face questions more. Our questions in particular, and I don't mean ours like on the radio, I just mean citizens' questions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of the people that are in positions of power tend to shield themselves from anything that might make them uncomfortable, from anything that might put them in a bad position. We all kind of agree on that, right? I mean, I think that's a generally held belief amongst people of all political persuasions, is that we don't necessarily want everybody and anybody in power to be able to hide from us, to shield themselves from tough questions. Well, there's a Senate race in Ohio that's going on. Sherrod Brown is the incumbent. He's the Democrat. And Bernie Moreno is a Republican that's running against him. And Bernie Moreno has been critical of Sherrod Brown, basically hiding from tough questions, you know, like holding back, putting up a barrier between himself and people that would like to ask him questions. So what Bernie Moreno did was he camped outside Sherrod Brown's office. I believe this was yesterday. It could have been today. It says that it was yesterday. So this was yesterday. Camped outside the office of a United States senator and decided he was going to make a statement. Now, there are a couple of reporters there. I can't tell how many, but it doesn't look like a ton. There's a few reporters there, camera, microphone. And here's what he said about this idea of being accountable and not hiding from questions.
I can tell you this. If I'm here, I will talk to you at any point in time, even take tough questions. Sherrod Brown won't do that. And again, that should tell you some things. And again, didn't we see that with Biden? They kept him in a cocoon, they kept him in the basement, refused to take questions. Even the White House has said the press conference today is the big boy press conference. Think about that for a second. That's insane. If you can't come out here and address the media and talk to reporters and give your position and be unequivocal and clear, you have no business being in elected office. And I think that's what generationally we got to get rid of, is these guys that hide behind staff, hide behind their offices, zoom from one meeting to another so that they're not accountable. Those days have got to be over. You need people that are clear and transparent, tell people where they stand. And sometimes, by the way, it means that you're going to be controversial and you're going to say something that maybe not everybody agrees on, but that's what you owe your voters.
You said earlier this week that you support some restrictions on abortions after 15 weeks. Do you think that contradicts what the party's new platform and new position is on this issue overall?
Look, we're not here to talk about abortion. My position is crystal clear, has not changed on abortion. You're going to see the Democrats pull out everything they've got to try to change the subject.
He doesn't really say anything after that, but like the whole time I heard him talking, in like for the first minute 20, I was nodding my head. I'm like, yeah, you should answer questions. Take the tough questions. I'll be here to take the tough questions. And as soon as he's asked a question, he's like, well, I'm not here to talk about that. Wait a minute. How can you do that? Like, and that was not edited. That was not edited. That happened in that order, in that time frame, in a minute and a half, in less than 90 seconds. He went from, I'll answer any question you want. That's what I'll do if I'm sitting in this office. I want to be a senator, and I'll take all the even the tough questions, even the ones that might be difficult. And the first question he got, he refused to answer because I'm not here to talk about that. With just 20 seconds before, you said, I'll answer the tough questions, any of the questions. I hate that so much.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing for him, honestly. And it's kind of a trap that he set for himself. I mean, it could have been very easily avoided. I just don't say all that stuff if you don't mean it, you know?
How about this? Just answer the question.
Right.
I think he made a great argument. I'm sitting there nodding along going, yeah, he's right, man. People should have to answer the tough questions. I say this all the time. If you want the job, then be willing to do the job. I mean, if you don't want to answer these questions, if you don't want to face a microphone, then don't run for office. Just you need to be willing and able. And I'm not trying to make it a macho thing, but you should be confident enough in your skills and your abilities. If you're confident enough to say, I want to be a U.S. senator, then you should be confident enough to answer a question. Even if the answer is, as he put it, he even said, well, you know, and sometimes the answers, they're not going to make everybody happy. Well, then you just said you were going to do it. And then as soon as you were given an opportunity to do it, you backed down.
It wasn't even a particularly difficult question.
It was just a policy question,
asking him, you know, kind of repeating back what he had said in the past and asking if that matches up with the party's stance. I mean, it's not a softball question, but it's pretty straightforward. It's not like a gotcha, like.
Right. It wasn't out of nowhere.
No.
It's not something you haven't spoken about in the past. It's not, it's not meant to put you in a position where it's a topic you haven't thought about. But I don't know why I really it's so bad because as I was listening to the clip the first time, I'm like, man, this guy's making a lot of good points. I would make those same points. Like, if you're going to run for office, you should be willing to handle anything. I say this about the president all the time. This president, whether it's Biden, Trump, Obama, it doesn't matter to me. If you're the president, I feel like it should be a mandatory thing that you do a press conference every week. You do an hour-long press conference every week, and you answer whatever questions people put in front of you without screening them, without being able to tell people no. You have to sit there. Like, you're supposed to be accountable to the public. And I would argue that governors should do that. Mayors should do that. Senators should do that. And we should demand it. Now, we don't demand it, so it's never going to happen. But, like, that, if you want to be a leader, that's how you lead. You lead by being out front. And saying, this is what I'm doing. This is what I believe on that issue. Here's why. And let's talk about it.
Speaking of press conferences, we didn't talk about Brett Biden's conference last night. Did you watch?
Some of it. I listened to some of it on the radio on the drive home here on KMOX. I mean, another gaffe.
Pretty bad one.
Which is, I mean... Referring to your own vice president as your opponent is a pretty bad goof.
Right after you just called Zelensky Putin.
Yeah. I mean, not great. I care less about those things because Trump does those things too. I mean, every one of these guys have done that where they're mixing up names. I care a lot more about, like, in the debate setting where you weren't able to push back on policy. You weren't able to be more clear in the message that you're trying to send or in refuting something that your opponent is saying that isn't true or isn't 100% accurate or whatever. Like, I'm more concerned about that than I am about, like, slip-ups because I've seen, I mean, there's a highlight reel somewhere of Donald Trump doing the same thing. Like, he referred to his son having a wife. Well, his son's not married. One of his sons is not married. Like, that's, I don't care. I don't care about those things. Although I will say these are worse because you called Zelensky the person he's being attacked by.
Right.
And you called your vice president the person that you are running against.
Right.
That's a worse mistake than some of the other ones.
And you just don't want him to make those kind of mistakes in high stakes meetings and things. You can always walk back what you just said and correct yourself, but it's not what you want from the commander in chief to accidentally say someone else's name in an important moment.
All right, let's hear those. By the way, we have that audio too.
Okay, okay.
President of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
Yeah.
It's the indignance that always makes me, like, the confidence with which he says completely the wrong thing, and he says, let's get one thing clear here. I picked Vice President Trump to be my vice president because she's the best.
Well, this is why it's bothersome in this particular scenario, because this is exactly the problem at the moment, right? This is the fire that you're trying to burn out or put out, and you just added fuel to it.
Right.
Right? Like these last couple of weeks have been all about your inability to speak clearly on issues, to be coherent, to do all that. And in your first major public, you know, events following that, you step in it again. When this would be a time where, like, okay, I really goofed up a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be on my game. You know, I'm going to be on my game. Like, that's what it would, but that's the problem is that I don't think it's a lack of desire to be on your game. It's an inability to just be sharp. And that's what people are worried about.
Yeah. And I just, I don't feel like even if he's on his best game, I just feel like a lot of people have just turned on him and are just unwilling to, because Joe Biden is someone, he has lived with a stutter. He's overcome that.
Yeah.
There are certain things that are going to sound different coming from him than coming from someone else. I totally understand that. But I think a lot of people are losing their understanding of that as this goes on. And I think people are just wanting something new. There are plenty of people who want to stand behind President Biden. I see it all day on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, all sorts of comments of I stand behind Biden, but you know, it seems like an equal amount of people who are hoping he steps down.
Yeah, so. Well, the people that are hoping he steps down are probably people that will vote for him if he's on the ticket in November, right? That's not what it's about. It's not about the people that I'm hearing from, right? Like George Clooney is not going to go vote for Donald Trump,
right?
You know, like this is what they want is somebody they think has a better chance at winning. That's what they're looking for. And when you're talking about the strategy of running the campaign, you need to convince people that are on the fence to come to your side. And when you cannot show in a head-to-head matchup that you are the better candidate, those people that haven't decided yet are the ones you got to go back and get. We got Dave Murray coming up in a few minutes. We get a weekend forecast and maybe, I don't know, I might ask about next week just to feel better. Get a little break next week.
Just to ease some anxiety.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's not anxiousness so much as it is just annoyance. Like, I know I'm going to be really hot this weekend, and I'm going to be outside the whole
week. Doing baseball stuff?
Yeah. Another 2 weeks before I don't have to hang out in the sun all the time. So after that, it can be as hot as it wants. I don't care. But in the meantime, it's still an annoyance when it happens. So Dave Murray at 3:30. Matt Pauly is going to jump in at 4 o'clock. Cardinals and Cubs start a 4-game series tonight. We can talk a little bit about the All-Star game, although probably not that, because that, and we can talk about that Monday and Tuesday, because the All-Star game is not till Tuesday. We will maybe do a little baseball draft. Cardinals have a really high pick. They don't normally have a really high pick, so a good opportunity picking 7th overall in the first round on Sunday where they might be able to do something. And as far as upgrading with star caliber players, there's something I just saw that caught my attention and now I lost it. There's nothing worse, by the way, than having that moment where you're like, I just thought of something and then it's gone. Dang it. But it was related to what we were just talking about with Joe Biden. Oh, it's the coverage. I saw somebody make the point, and this kind of ties into what we talk a lot about, the television news networks and how they present news. But I just saw somebody tweet not that long ago, or somebody retweeted it, whatever, that essentially he just got, because everybody was tuning in to hear what state he's in, this is like the first time in 20 years that we actually, like the television networks aired a foreign policy press conference.
Oh, interesting.
Like they don't air them anymore because it's not exciting enough. It's not sexy enough. It's not, but that's stuff that news organizations, and again, you know, it's not so much that you have to do all of those things, but you know, when you're talking about 24/7 news used to be less opinion and less politics. It used to be more like that. Like, these are the things happening in the world. These are the things that the NATO partners are working on to make the world safer. And that's what news used to be. And now news is opinion and politics at the television level. Oh, well. That is 3:30 on DGS. Dave will be back on Monday. We got Cardinals baseball tonight. 7:15 for the first pitch, 6:20 for the pregame show with Matt Pauly. Matt Pauly is going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now we have Dave Murray with us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How's the day going today?
The day is okay. We had a couple of spot thunderstorms around, and they've kind of all pushed way off to the south, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. But the humidity is definitely back. It is steamy out there. It's going to stay steamy into early
goody.
Next week. Oh, goody. But you know what? Looking at the calendar, you go, oh, you know what? It's the 12th of July.
I know.
I guess it's supposed to be like this.
I know. I know it is, and I'm used to it. But when you're going to be outside all day on the weekends, you're just like,
that's right.
And yeah, actually, I have a harder time with the humidity than the temperature.
Well, that's what we always say. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Makes you sweat so much.
And you're right, it is the 12th of July. Do you know what that means, Dave?
Ooh, let's see. That's not St. Swithin's Day.
I believe it is St. Swithin's Day, actually. That's correct.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Oh.
Share a birthday with
happy
the Feast of St.
Birthday. Swithin's. I didn't see anything posted on Facebook. I would have joined in.
Yeah, we didn't post.
I'm not going to post myself. I feel self-serving.
Now it feels like if we post, it's only because Dave Murray told us to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The window has completely shut. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sorry.
No question about it.
Hey, he got, we had birthday sandwiches, had birthday chips, birthday Mountain Dew, birthday brownies, and birthday cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It sounds like a typical day for Andrew.
Wow.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Here, Andrew, lean over. I'll get that knife for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, pull that out.
Well, that's it. I'll make it worse. How old, Andrew? How old?
Oh, boy. Don't make me say it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, like
52.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm 34.
Okay. See, I would have said 31, 32.
Yeah, see?
Oh, there you go.
So, makes me feel good. There you go.
See?
Dave's you're making up younger, for the, Andrew.
Yeah.
You're just making up for that knife in the back is what you're doing.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of posting.
34, I would have said a day over 33 and a half.
Speaking of posting on Facebook, I posted yesterday asking you guys to go vote for Dave Glover for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch SDL Headliner Award, celebrating the best in St. Louis. We have a link up. You can click on that, then click on people and scroll until you find best local radio host and vote for Dave. You can vote once per day through July 28th. So please go do that. Thanks, guys.
I'll do that right when I'm done here.
Thanks, Dave Murray.
Done. All right. So specifically the rest of the weekend, what are we doing?
Okay. You know, very warm, very humid for evening plans, temperatures, upper 80s for the most part. But dry as far as no rain, no thunderstorms. Saturday, partly sunny. It's a little hotter, 94, hotter by about 3 degrees. Got to keep a chance of a couple of spot thunderstorms anytime on Saturday. But I want to stress, most will not see them. Most will be dry. But they're very juicy storms in this atmosphere. So if one gets going and it just happens to come over your house or your activities, expect some downpours of rain for a very short period of time. All is quiet Saturday night, but very warm and humid, 76. Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid, 96. 78 Sunday night. Monday, sunny, hot, humid, 100. Do that again on Tuesday. There are signs a little cool front could try to press in the northwest flow come the middle of next week. I don't think it's going to get to the St. Louis area, but it could increase the chance of thunderstorms come Wednesday afternoon.
All right. And then it gets a little better?
No, because the front never really gets here.
Oh, your hopes are dashed, Wheels.
I'm trying to influence you, Dave, to say that, but my bad. My bad. All right, let's do some headlines.
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. And I would like to point out that we got Andrew's birthday cupcakes from Schnucks, and Andrew gives them an A+, right?
Oh, boy, are they good.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They are spectacular cupcakes from Schnucks. They always have them ready, they always have them available, and they are always good.
Brownies are good, too.
Yeah, the brownies were awesome. All right. In headlines, is college worth it? A new poll finds that only 36% of Americans have confidence in higher education. This is according to a report released Monday by Gallup and the Lumina Foundation. That confidence level has declined steadily from 57% in 2015. So in less than 10 years, it's gone down that much. Why do we think that is, you guys?
A lot of reasons. I mean, one, it keeps getting more expensive. So it's more cost for the same return, right? Because you're not getting more out of college, would you say, Dave, than you were 10 years ago? I mean, you're probably getting the same thing. You're getting
probably,
a degree.
Yeah, probably getting the same. And I think a lot of it has to do with what do you really, at least what do you think you want to do for
yes.
a living? And sometimes that, you know, to go into plumbing or heating and air conditioning, you know, stuff like that, you can make a fortune in that career.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that they're part of, you know, that's part of the reason why more people are going that route than say 10 years ago or 15 years ago. But also, like, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, because the college structure has invited this. But there's also been a lot more open criticism of the structure, too,
mm-hmm.
which is because it keeps getting more expensive. And when you're in a position where you're making 18-year-olds sign up to take on $130,000 in debt before they ever get a real job, that's not a great structure. And that structure doesn't exist anywhere else in the world when it comes to university systems. Especially.
I wish I could have done, you know, if I could have gone to school full time. All the time, including the summer,
yeah.
And get it done in 2 years. I would have signed up for that
100%. And you know, I'm glad I went to college. I'm a person that had a good experience.
Me too.
You know, that learned things. I mean, you know, not just in class and for a career, but also just about being a person. Right, you grew up a little bit by being on your own and being away from your family and all of that. And I thought that was important. You know, my kid has benefited from the current education system. She's 27, pursuing a PhD. Like, I don't have any really personal horror stories. This is just me looking at the whole thing going, well, why are public universities essentially free in so much of the Western world? But here, it's $20,000, $30,000 a year. For public schools, not even counting the private ones. And the private ones, as far as I'm concerned, can do what they want. You're a private school. Charge what you want. Do what you want. But I think we allow the public schools to get carried away. Public colleges.
The average American spends 1,460 hours a year feeling tired, according to new research.
Seems low.
A survey of 2,000 adults.
It does seem low.
A survey of 2,000 adults looked at how they deal with their symptoms of tiredness and found that respondents feel tired 4 hours a day, and nearly a third feel tired even more than average. In fact, a third of those surveys always or often still feel tired even after a good night's sleep.
Really? Where do we all fall on this spectrum? Like hours per day where you're like, ugh.
You know, the past couple of weeks, I will eat dinner, and then if I lay down on the couch, I am sleeping by
really?
Like 8:30, like sleeping.
But you're getting up early to play tennis, though.
That's true. I'm sure that's really playing into it. But I don't spend a lot of time like during the day feeling super tired. But lately,
it's like the sun
goes down, and I'm like, okay, good night.
When can I go to bed? I'm not getting up early and playing tennis. And I'm usually like I'll like start falling asleep in the chair at like 9 o'clock. I always swore I'd see like my dad do this or whatever. I always swore I was never gonna be that guy. I was always gonna be the stay up all night hanging out guy, and I never get tired. And there's no such thing as too late at night for me. And,
well, you're 34 now, so
yeah, I
turned that corner into a solid brick wall one day, and it was like that was it.
I don't know. I'm yawning right now.
Yeah. How about you, Dave? I think.
You know, there are. I went out to run a couple of errands this morning, and I was yawning, and I had a really good night's sleep last night, and I'm thinking I'm tired already. And but then I came home, I washed the cars and did some yard work and stuff like that.
That'll make you tired.
Now. I think you have to kind of kick it into gear.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm in a weird case because like I know when I am having the quote unquote extra tired, it's because of something, right? It's because we had three games on a Sunday and I was at the ballpark for 11 hours. And then after that, I get home and I'm like, but
sure.
Like on a normal day, like last night, you know, just a normal, regular routine day, I don't even start to feel tired until about 1 a.m., something like that.
Wow.
Like, I get, like, my brain, when I'm up, Dave, my brain is going. Like, I have a really hard time waking up, though. Like, it takes me 20, 30 minutes to, like, have a thought go through my head. And then once I'm up, it's like, all right, let's go.
You know, the other thing, with your, like Rachel, with your schedule, you get up early, you play tennis, you do your stuff, and then you're tied into the show all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you walk out of the building at the end of the show, you should be tired. You should be exhausted. That means that you gave it all. And so when you go home and you have a little dinner and you fall asleep on the couch, yeah, good for you.
Thanks, Dave. It makes me feel better about the situation. But sometimes it is annoying because I'm like trying to watch a movie or something and then I'm like, I have no idea what just happened.
Janice, my wife, falls asleep all the time on the couch. And there have been some movies, a lot of movies, that I will have watched like 3 or 4 times. Because she's fallen asleep.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you start
10 minutes in, 20 minutes in.
I'll tell you where I get that is, like, on the weekends, if we have early I'm not good in the mornings. Like, I don't fall asleep until 1:30, 2 o'clock. So when we have an 8 a.m. game and I got to be at the field by 6:45 and I got to be up at 6, I don't get a lot of sleep. And then when I get done with that, especially in this heat, Dave, that you're bringing to us, I get home and I'm probably, by the time I'm sitting down, I'm probably out within 20 minutes. I don't even mean to. I'm just like watching, you know, Cardinals or something, and I'm
That's
out.
That's a good kind of tired, though. Yeah. There's bad tired and good tired.
Yeah, I agree. That's the kind where you're like, I did something today. I deserve a nap.
All right. The International Olympic Committee and Saudi Arabia have partnered on a deal to host the upcoming Olympic esports games. Have you heard about this, Wheels?
No, but I love the idea of esports as a form of Olympics. I do not like Saudi Arabia being involved in it.
Yeah, they're going to be held regularly in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, starting with next year's 2025 games. In a statement, they said that they will ensure Olympic values are respected, along with gender equality and engagement with the young audience. So I guess they don't want to turn people off with the typical rules in Saudi Arabia.
Right, I was going to say, but are you going to have those standards for your own citizens?
Probably not.
No.
All right, AT&T customers' records were exposed in a breach. Michael Calhoun's been telling us about this all day in the top and the bottom of the hour news. It happened between May 1st, 2022 and October 31st, 2022. The company blamed an illegal download on third-party cloud platform and said the compromised data includes the telephone numbers of nearly all of its cellular customers. The contents of the calls and text messages were not exposed, but I mean, it's still not good whenever your data is exposed to hackers. So thanks for telling us 2 years later, AT&T.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would have been nice to know that. So not that we could do anything about it.
But, right. Yeah. And my final story here, Travis Kelce revealed the multi-million dollar cost for Taylor Swift and his family to attend the Super Bowl. So they were in a suite that I did not realize that Travis Kelce had bought himself. I just thought, you know, he's the star. They probably gave him a suite, right?
Yeah.
He spent $3 million.
No, you have to buy those. You have to buy
those. So crazy. $3 million to host everyone in that giant suite. The cameras were trained on that all night long.
Good thing he makes so much money. It was like me dropping a $20 bill. Dave, thanks.
All right. Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you.
Hey, question for the old man. Oh, you looked.
Yeah, I know. I know it's me. Old and dirt.
Andrew struggles with aging more than any. Like, usually it's like the girls who are like, I don't want to get older, but he struggles more than any girl I know.
Yeah,
I do struggle. I project really bad too. Like, I project onto my wife really bad. Like, I'm always like taunting her with her age because she's a little older than I am.
Oh,
she's
is
a couple
she?
Months older than me. Yeah.
No, so, she robbed the cradle then.
Yeah, exactly. And so I will point these things out to her. Like, I'll give her stats on age and how she's closer to this age than this age or whatever. But in reality, like, on the inside, I'm going like, so am I.
Andrew, you don't act old.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. If I act youthful, why don't I then become youthful? Why don't this stupid hair still going gray?
Your hair's going gray?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Didn't notice.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.